I'm Dr. Robert Mather. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Friday, September 24th, 2021. So I want to talk about a few kind of Democratic strategy things that a lot of people don't realize. The Democrats have been working very hard towards creating a socialist government. They've been working very diligently on that as part of their strategy for a while, as part of the long march through the institutions. Barack Obama was a manifestation of a palatable socialist that came into power. Of course, he used executive orders to pass a lot of his things. But a couple of different strategy keys that are known in strategy circles for Democrats and Republicans, but aren't usually known much by the public. One of them has to do with taxation. So Glenn Beck was talking yesterday about, or maybe a couple days ago, about Mitt Romney's statement in 2012 that there are 47% of people do not pay federal income taxes. And it became knowledge among strategy circles that the Democrats just had to tip that over 51% before they could start making decisions to implement their socialist policies. Well, now in 2021, 61% of people don't pay federal income taxes. So 61% are voting to tax the 39% when it comes to federal income taxes. The average taxpayer pays $7,000 per year in federal income taxes and $6,000 per year in food. And so that's a very strategic part of implementing socialist policies. Another one has to do with abortion and decreasing birth rates, right? So the liberal progressive demographic is very pro-abortion. They're also very pro-population control and decreasing birth rates. If you start connecting those dots, that's terrifying, right? And of course, I won't even get into the abortion and eugenics coming from the Democratic and socialist side and how it's used. But just look at the fact that abortion and decreasing birth rates are a problem as far as generating voters for the Democratic Party. In the early 2000s, the idea of replacing voters with illegal immigrants became well known in Democratic circles, as this was the solution to their problem. And so that's why you saw a pivot, right? Chuck Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, all of them supported a fence in Mexico to block immigrants coming across illegally up until they made that shift in the mid-2000s, where they suddenly said, oh, no, we don't want that at all. When it's a wall and Donald Trump wants to do it, we don't want it, right? Well, that was a deliberate part of their strategy because they're flooding the country. That's why Cubans get sent back under the Biden administration, but nobody else does. This is well known in strategy circles. Democrats don't talk about it because they don't want you to know about it. Republicans don't talk about it because they don't want to appear racist, and the Democrat strategists know this. This is all part of the polling data that Democrats and Republicans have that most people aren't aware of. Think about those things when you're looking at the news, whatever news you're watching, right? And you're seeing what's going on, and you're seeing immigrants coming in, which ones are coming in, which ones are not coming in. You're looking at the discussions of abortion and decreasing birth rates. So with that context in mind, I want to tell you about an article I read recently. This is very disturbing. It's an article in The Guardian. The Guardian is a very liberal outlet. However, liberals will tell you that it's a very unbiased outlet. It's a liberal outlet. So the article is GM Corn Set to Stop Man Spreading His Seed. That's the title of the article if you ever want to look it up. I don't intend to increase traffic to The Guardian by putting a link anywhere, but I will tell you how to find it. So scientists are developing a corn that has antibodies to attach to human sperm and block motility so that the sperm don't work. And so it's a contraceptive. By eating corn, this certain type of corn, it would be a male contraceptive. There are already plenty of male contraceptives, right? I mean, the condom works fine. There are male contraceptives. The only reason you develop something like this is to basically sterilize a large population without their knowing it, right? I mean, I can't think of any other reason why you'd want to do this, why you would have, you know, would you have large numbers of people volunteering to eat the corn? I mean, I don't know. I don't think so. So if you think about kind of the dark side of things, some of my other podcasts and articles you've read about and heard me talk about MKUltra program and the CIA, you know, one of their most notorious instances that they haven't confirmed yet, but there's plenty of evidence to support, putting LSD in a town's water in France to see how people would react, right? That wide-scale thing. So think about how easily, you know, look what everybody does for gerrymandering populations, right, so that you can get the votes. There's a tremendous amount of pressure to draw the lines in the right way and to overlap in areas that get you your voters and get the other side people who aren't going to vote for their candidates. It's a huge money game of power. It's disgusting. It's a disgusting part of government. And the strategists do these things. So it's not very far-fetched to think that that's where the corn's going to find its way, right? It's going to find its way into the hands of, you know, long-term strategy for particular political maps. And it's terrifying. Why are they obsessed with reproductive rights? Because they want to control you. On behalf of the American male, I say stay the hell out of our sperm. Conservatives will win this war with better ideas, better policies, and great big families of innovators who make the world a better place for everyone, regardless of color, because conservatives aren't racist. Listen to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.